I'm Steve Johnson. I serve as the Iowa State University Extension Farm Management Specialist in Central Iowa.
What impact will MFP payments have?
I think a lot of farmers will be able to have an injection of cash they weren't planning on. Most of the payments will be concentrated on pork and soybeans. For anyone that produced pork, they need an inventory list as of August 1st. They'll be providing that to a local farm service agency. For anyone harvesting soybeans, do a good job of production records at harvest and try to get that actual production number to your local FSA office as soon as harvest wraps up. I think farmers are going to be surprised that those $40 to $50, those first payments that they're going to get on soybeans are going to at least reduce the amount of cash flow concerns they have this fall.
What strategy should farmers use for harvest when it comes to soybeans and the MFP?
Well, for most of the Midwest, soybean harvest is completed first. And because the amount of payments, roughly 50 times more per acre on an MFP payment as compared to corn, is providing that actual production, is providing a number to the FSA office that represents the producer's share, I think is going to be key. And because these FSA offices are going to be so busy once harvest wraps up, I'm encouraging farmers to consider during harvest of soybeans that they're going to provide this information to their crop insurance agent first. And give your production evidence to your crop insurance agent, whether that means yield monitor data, weigh wagons, settlement sheets, scale tickets, grain bin measurements. Give that data to your crop insurance agent as soon as soybean harvest wraps up and get a second set of eyes, because that crop insurance agent could help you come up with that one number, that actual production for FSA form CCC 910.
And you've been alluding to this, but how does crop insurance play into all of this?
Well, crop insurance is, of course, separate from these MFP payments, but because both organizations, the Farm Service Agency and crop insurance, the risk management agency, have spot checks. So a producer can see that if I provide the same information to my crop insurance agent that I provide to the local FSA office, I'm covered. My production evidence is crop insurance information. So doing a good job of record keeping of production by farm, field, and a section, we call those optional units. Farmers should do the same thing they've done for harvest for 20, 30 years. Good job of production records, but maybe consider getting this information totaled earlier, whether that be through your crop insurance agent, but going to FSA once soybean harvest is completed and start the process. Sign and date and provide your daytime phone on this FSA Form 910. Provide two things: actual production, producer share, soybeans, source of evidence, crop insurance agent, RMA data. That would likely precipitate this whole process of getting money from the government. 7 to 10 days later, I'm anticipating you've got money already deposited to your checking account. So a strategy for easier, faster, and quicker access to this MFP payments, soybeans, good production records. Consider working with your crop insurance agent, getting to the FSA office as soon as you've completed soybean harvest.
Should the same strategy be used on corn?
Well, because the corn payments are so small, I don't think there is a sense of urgency on corn. You'll still need to make sure that you've signed and dated that Form 910 before January 15th, but I don't think the sense of urgency will be there, because roughly that payment is one penny per bushel. And so on 200 bushel corn, that first half payment's only going to be about $1 an acre. So you're comparing $1 an acre for corn to $40 to $50 an acre for beans. I think the sense of urgency will be on applying for that MFP payment for soybeans and not necessarily be in such a big hurry to apply for that payment on corn.
This is of most significance to soybean growers, but you also mentioned swine producers. How should they be handling this?
Well, the swine producers should have been the first ones in the FSA office in early September, because they were the ones that likely had production evidence that they could provide how many hogs were on my farm as of August 1st. And also, many of the swine producers, an independent swine producer that might not have done business with the local FSA office, they've got a lot more information that FSA does not know about them. So I want to encourage any independent hog producers to work with your local FSA office, because there'll be a series of other forms, if you would, AGI, payment limits, etc. So I think it'll be take a little longer for a livestock producer than it would be for a row crop producer that's already in the government farm program and already keeping crop insurance information.
Is there anything you'd like to add to this?
No, I think that these payments we didn't even know about 2 months ago. I think farmers, especially farmers needing an injection of cash into their farming operation, didn't do a good job of pre-harvest marketing the 2018 crop. I think these MFP payments are going to be very timely, but the local offices are going to be very busy. So be respectful to the Farm Service Agency as they try to administer this market facilitation program payments for 2018.